Another Fairy Bastard, Rise of the New Arcana by Ron Randall, narrated by Stuart Daniels. Chapter 1. The smell of waffles, cigarette smoke, and a scent to be named later mingled in the sea-green, berber-covered floor of the hallway, making me hungry and nauseous at the same time. I didn't see anyone in either direction, which surprised me, given the cacophony of sounds I had heard coming from there only minutes before. All things considered, at least it had woken me up when my alarm clock had not. 10 minutes later, I was fully showered, but only half dry. I hopped through the doorway, trying not to fall over as I finished tugging my left shoe all the way on. I cinched down the strap of my brown leather backpack, now slung across my other shoulder, as I cleared the doorway. Blinking several times at the two bright lights of the apartment hallway, I prepared for a mad dash to class. The door opposite mine was partially open, and the doorknob hung at an odd angle. I stared at the number above the door for easily the 100th time since I moved in, 267. It was close enough to my own 276 that I met the guy at least once a month when our mail got crossed. We weren't exactly fast friends, but I knew him well enough to be concerned for him. "Jinx, are you in there, man? You okay?" I said. My head leaned in just past the threshold, far enough to hear a reply without appearing like I was trying to snoop. Guy etiquette demanded it. No answer. Great. Well, I could ignore it, call the police or walk in and see if everything was okay. Since I was already going to be late to class, I was tempted to call the police as I walked the 10 minutes to my San Diego State University class. In retrospect, Jinx smelled like pot more often than not, and I would hate to see him locked up because he was too stoned to figure out how to use his key. He'd try to enter my apartment in that state more than once when he was too far gone to know better. I never did this stuff myself, but as he harmed no one in the process, I didn't want to be the one to open him up to scrutiny from the police. Too many people getting shot nowadays for the wrong reasons. In for a freaking penny. I nudged the door open with my foot, not wanting to touch anything that I might leave fingerprints on. Wow, talk about watching too many cop shows. It moved about another inch and stopped. That was weird. I looked to see if anyone else was watching me, but saw no one. With a mental shrug, I pushed the door again harder, this time with my knee. It moved another 8 inches, maybe. "Jinx?" I called out quietly. I heard a thump behind the door. If I was smart, I would have left then. I stuck my head in to look behind the door and yelped as a hand reached out and yanked me by my hair through the door. The owner of that hand was strong enough that I was through the door and headed for the floor before I knew what happened. My self-preservation instinct kicked in, and I unconsciously put down a hand and a knee to keep me from sprawling on my belly. I heard the door slam shut and pivoted around to take in the scene. Jinx lay face down in a pool of blood. His own, I would guess. His blonde curls were a tangled pink Rorschach in the morning sunlight that spilled in through his sheer curtains. He was shirtless, and I could still see a tattoo on his back that said, "You can't argue with stupid." The hand that pulled me into the room was attached to a pale man with long, wavy, ash-blonde hair and ropey arms that looked like they were chiseled from stone. He stared at me, his pink-tinged blue eyes looking as wide as mine probably were. I don't think he planned on getting interrupted. He whistled, a trilling shriek that sounded more bird than human. Okay, I was officially freaked out. I heard another whistle, like his, but subtly different, coming from outside, not sounding close enough to be on the balcony, but maybe on the ground underneath it. "You're him, aren't you?" He paused for a moment and then continued. "We asked him, but he said he didn't know what we were talking about. You were in the wrong apartment. See what happens to people who don't cooperate," he said, gesturing towards Jinx. I was pretty sure it was a rhetorical question. I knew I needed to get out of there. If Goldilocks here had another friend who was planning on joining us, then I was probably a dead man too. Who hires dyslexic goons anyway? My apartment was always 276. Dumbass.